firstly, people don't realize that they are lowering their frequencies.
Correct.
They don't even feel like they are adjusting them all the time. So, if we take a simple example, then somebody goes to meet his boss, his frequency is immediately pulled in. His radiance will be pulled in. He will become subdued. He will naturally just pull in his frequency. If that same person is with a colleague, he will adjust his frequency differently. He will be more open, more friendly. If the same person is playing with a child, again the frequency will change. If the same person goes to meet a teacher or goes for satsang, again the frequency will change. He will open up to match. We are always altering our frequency to match who's around us. Because of this desire to fit in, because of this desire to be one with, we adjust our frequencies unknowingly to match who is around us. So if you have a set of unconscious friends, if you go for kitty parties or any other kind of parties and you have unconscious friends, you will be adjusting your frequency to match with them. You will be pulling yourself down all the time. And if you have friends who are high frequency, who are higher than you, then you have to constantly take your frequency higher. We are unknowingly adjusting our frequencies all the time. That is the basic of it. Now, we keep adjusting our frequency because we believe that if we don't do that, then the relationships will break. For instance, if you have a friend or a girlfriend or a wife or any relationship where the other person is much, much lower in frequency than you, in order to deal with them, you will have to drop down. Not you will have to. Most of the time, you drop down so that you can relate with them. If you stay in your place, in your high-level place, relating becomes difficult. It will suddenly look like we are very, very different people. So then either the other person has to come up to match your level, or then this distance becomes so much that the relationship will kind of take a different shape. So we keep stepping down again and again so that we can keep relating, we can keep the relationships intact. But a time will come in your life, in each person's life, when he will not compromise, he will not drop down. He will stay in his frequency and invite everyone else to come up. And you will be uncompromising in that. Yes, you may change your tone of voice, you may change the way you're talking to a particular person, but you will not drop your frequency. Dropping your frequency means going to the level of consciousness where the other person is. Tell me what you're getting.
Yes, sir, it's making sense. What was coming to my mind is this something, like you said, that a time will come where you will not drop your frequency.
Yep.
Is that something that is going to happen only when, after a lot of time of being in the space, we are more sure of who we really are? Because
it's not about being more sure of who you really are. It's about being sure of who you want to be.
Yeah.
You still don't know what you want to be. When we keep going down, we want to belong, we want approval, we want praise, we want companionship, we want so many things. To hold the high frequency, you know, continuously and consistently, you've got to be out of the jungle. That is actually the state of rising above the battlefield. You are out of the battlefield and you are not going to come down. So then after that, whoever wants to interact with you will have to come up. If they want to, they choose to. You are a living invitation for people to raise their frequency, raise their awareness, raise their level of love and acceptance. So in some sense, you become a teacher of God. An uncompromising teacher of God.
Yes, sir. I can see how I struggle to, how I'm still not 100% sure who I want to be.
Yes. Yeah. Something very interesting happens when a person falls in love. When a person falls in love with somebody, it is, you know, that love is happening because you both are vibrating at a certain frequency, at a certain level. Now, to keep that love, the experience of love going, you have to continue to vibrate at that frequency, both of you. Neither can shift. So, very often what happens in love is that those two people who are in love, they find it hard to relate with other people. This is a very common occurrence. That if someone falls in love, the frequency changes so much that all the old relationships now become difficult. Because you are just at different wavelengths. And that wavelength is so attractive that you don't want to move. And if the other person also tries to move, you will get angry. So to maintain a love relationship, you have to kind of really try and hold your frequency as much as possible. The unfortunate part is that you can never hold it for a long time. Because frequency must evolve. It cannot remain stagnant. Stagnant frequencies are not possible. That's why relationships never remain the same. You were saying something.
No, I was just trying to observe myself last week after Deepti had mentioned this, and I saw how when I was with the mother of some of my son's friends, I started talking and doing things in a different way.
Yes.
And now it's making sense, you know. It's like you start relating with that person as the mother of a boy. That's where you come down to.
Yes. And mother of a boy is not the problem. It's the attachment, the obsession, the compulsion, the fears, the guilt, all the other stuff that is connected to being the mother. Just being a mother or being a brother or being a wife is not a frequency change. You can be in complete awareness in the highest level of frequency and still be a mother or a brother or a wife. It's the rest of the drama around it. But yes, if you want to get along with all the other mothers, then you will also have to be as concerned as them and as obsessed with them and as fearful as them. So that's where we try to be like others. We want to belong. We want to be similar to. We don't want to be seen as being a freak. We don't want to be seen as being an outsider. If you are a kind of some kind of transcended mother, they won't know what to do with you. You won't know how to relate to them. So there is always this chance that if I hold my true frequency or my highest frequency, I will not be able to relate to others, others will not be able to relate to me. Because that high frequency is pretty alien for most people. So we keep compromising, Unknowingly, we keep dropping it again and again and again. Then we will do lots of meditation to bring it up again. And then again we go and drop it. We go into parties, we go into weddings, we go into funny business deals, and again we drop frequency. So on one hand we want to raise the frequency, and on the other hand we want to drop down and go to the bottom. That is the conflict within us.
Is that basically because we still have conflicting desires?
Yep. Yep. Still not sure what you want.
How to fix it? Questionnaire, but that's not a valid question. It's my desires and...
Also, apart from conflicting desires, there are, you know, even as we walk along the spiritual path, even when we have evolved to quite some distance, these old tendencies and vrittis keep coming up. So those old tendencies and vrittis have to be lived out with awareness. And they can come even when you are very far ahead on the path. So this doesn't mean that you are not on the spiritual path. Don't take it the wrong way. Even for sadhaks, even for good sadhaks, any time along the path, these things will keep coming up. Some vritti, some tendency which has such a strong magnetic pull that it drags you right down into unconsciousness. Now, depending on your level of evolution, you will be able to see it and deal with it in awareness. If one is still not developed enough, one will get completely sucked in and be lost for hours, days or weeks. It, you know, depends. Sometimes for months, you can be lost for months. And your mind will convince you that everything is fine. So when a vritti comes up, it has to be acknowledged, yes, there's a vritti, there's a tendency, this is going to drag me into unconsciousness. I want to get over this. I want to sustain my space. I want to consistently maintain my frequency. And anything and everything that keeps pulling me out, I am willing to let it go. If you need to do some process, do some process. If you need to do some releasing, do some releasing. If just awareness is enough for you, then do just awareness.